not going to talk long. I've got a few scriptures and just kind of encourage you guys and just remind you of a few things. So the theme this week is This Is Me. And hopefully you guys this week, God revealed something to you more about yourself that you didn't know already. Or maybe he reminds you something about yourself that you forgot. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, being a Christian, having a relationship with God, walking with God, is that scripture right there, Philippians 1:6. And Jamie, if you can go ahead and just put that up there. And I've learned this in complete way, if that makes sense. I learned it because there have been times where it doesn't look like God was going to complete what he started in me. You know, whether it was just me just like super discouraged or whether it was something awful that happened, there was times in my life where I thought it wasn't going to be finished, that the work that God was doing in me wasn't going to be brought to completion. I was actually listening to some stories this morning that Jason was telling about all the times that he almost died and like that, you know, and I was like, dang, dude, I like almost got hung, shot his brother with an arrow. Yeah, and I listened to all these guys' stories, and there's tons here, and some are, you know, not as humorous now as they as others, and so I won't tell, you know, all these people's stories, but the thing is that all the people in this room have gone through stuff in their life that made it look like God wasn't going to finish what he started, but they're here. And God is still doing what he started in their lives, and he's going to bring it to completion. And I use this scripture so much in college ministry because college is just a sucky time, but really high school is a really sucky time for me, and most of you guys are in high school. And I want you to remember that being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so I want to remind you guys is that what God has started here, he's going to continue to do, and he's going to complete it. And what he has placed in your life and the dreams and the hopes and the vision that he's given you guys, he's going to make it happen. You just have to be obedient to that and just allow him to work. See, God will work in your life. You just got to allow him to do it. And then the other thing I want to remind you guys of is that we are, you know, at youth camp and in other areas, we have forced community, right? We're with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or how many days is this? Five. 24 hours a day, 5 days, and we see each other at breakfast, lunch, dinner, bedtime, poop time, shower time, plunge time, shower time. We're living in forced community. But in like however many hours, does anybody read an analog? Or what is this? What kind of clock is this? Analog? All right. Anyways, there's a time span until we leave. But when we leave here, we're going to go out our separate ways. And so what I want to remind you guys also and encourage you to do is to find community. And so I want to read another scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47. And it says this, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling the possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God, enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And so, actually, go back to 46. Every day they continued to meet together. And so wherever you guys go after today, whether it's, you know, to Texas, to North Carolina, yeah, you can will, I don't care, to Louisiana, to, yeah, Tennessee, Ohio, Georgia, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland. All right, I didn't know if they're saying from Maryland. Yeah. Anyways, wherever you guys go today, wherever you guys go, and wherever you guys end up, find some community. Find some people to meet together. Find some people to encourage you. Find some people to remind you that God's not done working in you. God gave me a word a long time ago, and he said, I'm not done with you yet. And he's not done with you guys yet. So find some community. God's going to complete what he started in your lives this week. Right before this happened, in Acts, thousands of people came to know Jesus. And everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit. And that people came to know Jesus this week and were filled with the Holy Spirit. Let that continue to work in your lives. And love you guys. I'll see you later.
Awesome. Thank you. Couple things while you're still captive. If you live here locally and you have some time tomorrow evening at 5:30, you are welcome to come to my house to have a get-together to kind of keep this going one more day. So come on out. We'll see how the weather is. If it's nice, we'll be outside. If not, we'll be inside. So 5:30 tomorrow evening if you're here locally. On Sunday, don't forget, locally here at Word of Deliverance, we have that as a youth Sunday. And so please come prepared to share your experience that you had this week. Also, our dance team here at Word of Deliverance, if you could... be prepared to dance your better. I keep wanting to say blessed. Dance team will do better on Sunday morning here at church. The song better, the dance you learned. Sorry. The song better. Okay. So before we close out today, is there anyone here who hasn't had a chance to share their experience that they've had this week that they'd just like to take a couple minutes and just let us know before you head down the road or up the road or over the road or flying? Anyone? All right, well then, if not, then I'd like to ask the counselors to come up for a minute. Okay, so from all of us to all of you, we hope you had a great time this week and that you will leave here happier than you came, because we know that we certainly are. So if you could, in the back, hit it. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a room.
happens to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Hey, go.
Bring me down. Can't run. Bring me down. Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can't run. Bring me down. I said,
tell you now.
Bring me down. Can't run. Bring me down. Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can't run. Bring me down. I said,
because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Thank you.